It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beautiful day.
Jason Kanz, remember, I mean, we've been doing this first thought so long, used to call it best 5 minutes. And
yeah.
For a long stretch, we would start with Mr. Rogers after the movie, right, with Tom Hanks?
As soon as I heard that tune start, I had a huge smile across my face. I thought, that's right, we used to start with the Mr. Rogers Beautiful Day song.
There you go. And today is Kindness Day, so it seems appropriate. Because we've been talking about kindness and World Kindness Day today. So we could use some of that. And
Didn't you tweet yesterday that it's also Cardigan Day?
I may have. I might have shared it. But it was a Mr. Rogers deal was related. Yeah, so you might as well tie that in. So how about that? I mean, he's been gone for 15 or so years, and wouldn't be bad to be remembered for kindness and... even more important than your wardrobe, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't own a cardigan. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's something I need to think about for my Christmas list to the cardigan.
That'd be nice. I tell you what, staying warm when we're into the beginning of the cold stretch here, and it's 19 degrees this morning. So, well,
I did close my window last night.
Good, good. It took getting down to 20 degrees for you to do that.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Friday the 13th. I guess I'm not real superstitious. How do you, are you okay with it?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I working in healthcare, there are certain things that tend to, I guess superstition is the right word. Full moons, Friday the 13th, those sorts of things. If you work, particularly in mental health, there's always rumblings going on about those. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is how one person's handling it.
I don't need any more bad luck. Do you know how many mirrors I've smashed just thinking it was a blonde woman mocking me?
So, yeah, different people handle it different ways. So,
there you go.
I think we're going to make the best five, the best of the week. It's around between 8:45 and 9 to wrap up the show for the whole week. And the exchange that when you talking about Tommy Boy and then me saying I've had people tell me I look like David Spade and you've had people tell you look like Chris Farley. I think that's going to make the best of the week. So there you go. That's
well, good.
Yeah,
that's awesome. There was something going around on Twitter yesterday about what actors have you been told you look like, and so that was kind of interesting to see. Barnabas Piper.
Yeah, go ahead. That? Go ahead.
I was going to say Barnabas Piper posted a thing about Philip Nation, and it's amazing how much the two of them. I think it was Philip Nation.
Philip Rivers.
But. Philip Rivers, there you go.
Right.
I read something else by Philip Nation yesterday, but yeah, Phil Rivers. And I was like, oh my gosh, they look a lot alike.
Yeah, the quarterback of the victorious Indianapolis Colts down in Tennessee, 34-17 Thursday night football last night. So here's a great story. And in fact, we're not going to get out of just having fun talking this morning, probably. But the movie Twister, remember that?
So
my wife was... here at UW-Eau Claire, and she was helping in childcare some at that time. And so Helen Hunt was one of the stars of that movie. People probably remember her best for Mad About You, but others. And so this little boy and Peggy, the way her hair looked and Helen Hunt at that time was similar. So this little boy at the daycare, he was just like, you know, how did you get out of the way of the tornado? I mean, he was convinced that she was Helen Hunt from the movie.
That's wonderful.
I know it.
That's wonderful.
Hey, finish us off.
I can see that now that you say that.
Finish us off with, if you can, we might as well. It's ending the week, but 2 Timothy 3:1-5. It was kind of like the opposite of kindness. And Paul talking about the last days. Can you kind of just walk us through that to wrap up the week here?
Yeah. So, again, we touched on this earlier in the week. And this, he talks about these different traits that... seem to, as you said, characterize the opposite of kindness. And I think what he's saying is in this list of things, it's verses 1-5 of 2 Timothy 3, is this real turning inward and not in a healthy way. People become, he says, self-absorbed, money-hungry, self-promoting, stuck up, profane, contemptuous of parents. And he continues to go through this list, you know, people speaking poorly about others, they're engaging in impulsivity, they're mean-spirited, cynical, sarcastic, treasonous, ruthless. I love in the message where he says they are bloated windbags. You know, Timothy Keller would call that hubris, you know, I think. And so I think we can be aware of those things within ourselves. We certainly, if anybody else is like me, when we look around, we see it in others probably more easily than we see it in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so Paul says these things are coming. And I think we have to look at those things and say, okay, and maybe this would be a good exercise for people. Pick up this passage and write it as the opposite. What would it look like to not be that way? You know, so mm-hmm. As the end approaches, people are, instead of being self-absorbed, people are going to be other-centered. Mm. Instead of money-hungry, be generous.
Mm.
You know, and so to be thinking about how do we flip the script on this to look like what do Christ followers look like?
You always have these creative ideas for yeah, that's good. Reminding me, too, we've talked about different sections, but reminding me, we said not only Galatians 5, but maybe like Colossians 3, where you're taking off old and putting on new. And
right.
Yeah. Hey.
I mean, that's really that's the Christian life, right? I mean, there's that continual taking off and putting on.
Yep.
Our salvation, we are saved perfectly by Christ, but we have this whole life ahead of us where we get to continue to practice these things.
Yep. And as a person thinks, so are they. Thank you, Jason. God's grace for the weekend, and we'll get through this together.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. Well, Caleb, on the WIB Facebook page this morning, if 2020 was a food, what would it be? This is appropriate. It's Thanksgiving month. We think about being thankful, but also we think about, you know, a big meal, right? So,
and we want your responses again on the WIB Radio Facebook page or text or leave a voicemail at 715-396-1670 on the listener line, 396-1670. If 2020 was a food, what food would it be?
Chrissy says a hamburger helper and pickles.
Okay, actually, that doesn't sound that bad. Cindy says Spam.
Uh-huh. Heidi's weighing in with pickled herring, and Gail says lutefisk.
Jason says raisins or pineapple
now,
pizza.
I take an issue with my friend Jason. He was on with us at 5:45, Dr. Jason Kantz. I like both of those.
Well, maybe he's saying 2020 isn't that bad.
No, he's not. He feeds raisins to the birds, and he does not like pineapples on pizza.
How about this one from Tina? Again, our question here on Facebook and at 396-1670 by text or voicemail. If 2020 was a food, what food would it be? Tina says lutefisk. It's stinky and keeps your friends and family at a 6-foot distance.
You know, actually, Caleb, that's like the most common answer, because I got that from Christine and Gail. Karen says split pea soup. Come on now, get yourself some split pea soup with some ham in there. That's delish. Billy says burnt popcorn. Yeah, that's a good one.
Terry says Limburger cheese. LR says catfish flavored fruitcake.
Wow.
This might be my favorite, though. May says, yeah, colonoscopy prep.
Jana says tuna from a can. Lisa, liver and onions. Christy, anchovies.
And again, our question, if 2020 was a food, what food would it be, on the WIB Radio Facebook page or at 396-1670. I don't know. Have we mentioned Pamela says tofu yet? Or David says pizza with anchovies, pineapple, and Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Also, you've got Cindy with Spam, and also... Well, Dawn actually puts up a picture of a turkey, so.
Okay, there you go.
Maybe and feels like it's been a turkey of a year.
Let's see what, I don't know if we mentioned Heidi's pickled herring. We may have gotten that one already, but split pea soup from Karen. And then Barb, here's one we haven't mentioned yet. She says, 2020, if it were a food, it's like haggis, a much-loved pudding in Scotland made of minced sheep's liver, lungs, and heart, combined with onions, fat, and oatmeal. It's also cooked in a sheep's stomach. She says, yes, I researched to answer this question.
Well, remember we had the haggis chips from one of the artists.
Yeah, that was Jamie Kimmett, and those weren't the greatest.
Now,
13 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Friday morning, it's our tradition here on the WIB Wake Up Show to help you catch up on all that you might have missed. News, politics, sports, pop culture. There's just too much information in this world, so we bring it to you in a nice, condensed form. We call it headlines. Here we go.
A study finds Starbucks festive-themed hot drinks have the same amount of sugar as 3 cans of Coca-Cola.
3 times the sugar, 10 times the uppity.
Woo! Wow.
Health and safety experts are recommending that all 50 states in the union require bicyclists to wear helmets.
And maybe looser shorts.
Might be nice.
Just saying. It was a big weekend of news for Joe Biden.
Needless to say, he was tucked in at 7 p.m. Monday night.
Okay.
When a Florida man was released from jail, he and a friend celebrated by breaking into another home.
Must be great to have a job that you truly love.
Right? Job satisfaction.
Oprah has released her annual list of her favorite things.
It is 2020, so no surprise that the list includes a 55-gallon drum of scented hand sanitizer.
Wow.
America's costliest college, Harvey Mudd College, at just over $75,000 per year.
However, that does not include valet parking.
It's a good perk.
That's extra. A survey shows that the average person loses their excitement for Christmas by age 23.
But not this year. What? 100-pack of masks and a gallon of hand sanitizer? Best Christmas ever!
Wow.
And finally, a study found that an ancient species of ape stood 10 feet tall.
Wow. Researchers say that it would have been 11 feet tall if it had listened to its mother and stopped slouching. By the way, did you see the picture of that giant gator in Florida?
I didn't.
No, I saw it. I mean, it was like they had video of it, this giant alligator. So,
well, Mark Schultz is coming live in concert to Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland this Sunday at 6 p.m. And we're with Pastor Dwayne Most of Northern Lakes Church. Good morning, Pastor Dwayne.
How are you doing, young man?
Not bad at all. And, man, it has been a while. It has been a while since we have had a real live concert here in the area. And I'm sure you folks at the church were planning for this in March. Then it could push back, I think, to June, then to August. But finally, you said full speed ahead. We're going to be safe. We're going to have fun. But we need to have this for people in the community.
Yeah, we truly believe that. It is very, very important that we still get together and worship our one true God. Here at Northern Lakes, we want to provide a safe Christian environment for the whole community, not just the Cumberland area, but the whole surrounding community. We do multiple activities here that have activities going 7 days a week. But the Mark Schultz concert is truly, truly a blessing. And I really want to express my undying gratitude for the WWIV team in all the support that they have given us through this time, along with our pastoral staff and our board.
No, it's absolutely our pleasure, and we're just glad to be able to stand alongside you, Pastor Dwayne, in Northern Lakes Church. And I know there are some people who aren't going to feel comfortable going out right now, and that's perfectly fine. And you guys have been very clear about the fact, if you're sick, just please don't attend. But again, if you're feeling well, if you feel comfortable, there will be a safety plan in place for Sunday evening as well.
Yes, we have a very, what we feel, very safe environment. We will be providing masks at the door, along with hand sanitizer in multiple places, along with face tissues, and we're maintaining social distancing the best that we can.
Absolutely.
Our facility holds approximately 550 people, and we're trying to limit that, you know, to make sure that we are completely safe for anyway. But also, like you said, you know, if you are not feeling well, and that we do recommend that you stay home, we're going to be continuing these concerts. I will put a plug in for our next one, which is in March, which is Jason Gray. And hopefully all of this craziness is going to be over by then. But if it's not, we still plan on going forward, you know, with our missionary here, our missions here, and contributing to the area. That's what our mission is to provide, you know, good Christian music along with biblical scripture to provide this to the community.
And finally, Pastor Dwayne, I know there are still some tickets left. What are the best ways that people can get tickets right now if they're like, is it too late? I would assume it's not too late at all. You will have tickets available still online. We have it linked through our website, wib.com, but folks can call the church and maybe even some available at the door?
Yes, all three. So there are still tickets available online at iTickets. You can call the church and we can put you on a will call list. Okay, there will be a will call table. Mm-hmm. Plus, you can also purchase tickets at the door.
Very good. Pastor Dwayne Most from Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland. Pastor Dwayne, again, we appreciate you and the church. It's not an easy time to put on a concert, but your commitment to safety, but also saying it's very important that the people of God be able to gather in worship together. And so doing it in a safe manner, but saying this is important to do. So we appreciate you all very much, and looking forward to seeing Mark Schultz come live in concert this Sunday night at 6.
It's going to be a great night. Hope everyone shows up.
Greg Sykes, just the beginning here on the Wave Wake Up Show.
And it's time for the end, the best of the week. And we start off with a story from Caleb way back on Monday.
On Saturday, I'm like, well, I'm going to go for a walk here, but first I'm going to take care of that headlight. So I pop it out, realize, hey, the headlight was actually broken off inside there. So there's glass inside the headlight assembly, which our friend Dave here at the station told me, he's like, no, it's just going to keep breaking and breaking if you have glass bouncing around in there. So I'd learned from before to get all of that glass sucked out of the headlight assembly.
I think I surprised you by saying Tommy Boy, which was a Chris Farley movie.
Yes, I've seen it years ago. Yeah,
I'm not exaggerating. I think I have seen it between 85 and 90 times at this point. So.
Came back out, and the car felt a little weird as I was backing it down the driveway. I'm not really a car guy, but I thought, that's a little odd. And then I heard kind of like as I'm going off the lip of my driveway, I thought, that's odd. Maybe I should pause for a moment here and get out and look.
Uh-huh.
I did so, opened the door, and realized that my driver's side front tire was just like, it almost looked like the rubber of the tire was melting because it was down to the rim and just like oozing out there because it was so completely
really flat.
And I'm like, oh, that would explain the ka-chunk.
Well, we have the word of the year now.
The word of the year for 2020.
And I know you're we're both big words guys.
Sure.
And so you don't know yet, so I want you to guess a little bit. Anything come to mind?
Appalling.
No. Anything related to the challenges of COVID.
Broken headlight, going to get the vacuum cleaner. My wife says, I'd really rather you not be sucking glass into my nice household vacuum.
Uh-huh.
Could you use the shop vac?
Sure.
So I go out to get the shop vac. In the garage, found some deceased mice in the traps and realized I hadn't checked them for a while in the garage or in the basement.
Good morning. I would like to honor my son, Sergeant First Class Joshua Cohn. I am just so proud of all of our veterans, and I think they all need God's prayers and thankfulness that they're here, especially the ones that have a hard time dealing with the trauma from deploying. But I am very proud of my son. Alrighty. Thank you, veterans, and God bless.
Yeah, I have much of the movie memorized. And I'm quite grateful that my son, Ian, loves the movie almost as much as I do.
Took care of that, then realized, hey, you probably need to rebait all of those traps, genius. Went back to the garage to get the shop back. But then Cooper, who was playing outside, said he had thrown his Mario hat up on the roof. If you're familiar with Mario, Mario will toss his hat in the air in jubilation. Well, Cooper did that and threw it up on the roof.
Uh-huh.
So I got the ladder and went to retrieve Cooper's hat. While up there, I realized that the gutters were full of leaves and I had not cleaned them out. I looked in back and also my passenger side, or excuse me, my driver's side rear tire. Both tires on the same side was also extremely flat. So I eased back up the driveway and realized, what do I do now? This vehicle is completely undrivable.
All right, WWIB 13 in front of 9 o'clock and 33 degrees and a very familiar voice on the other end of the phone. He's here every Saturday, and from noon to 1, he's taking the calls. Today we're talking to him, Steve Snyder. Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Heads by Air?
Please remember to repeat your phone number at least twice and no more than 3 items
yes,
listed.
Yes, exactly.
So I cleaned out all the gutters, not just those ones, all the gutters all around the house. Finally got back to the shop vac and sat down and went in and vacuumed out the broken piece of glass from the headlight assembly. Realized that the car was incredibly dirty from having multiple children in it eating snacks all the time that grandma gives them. Appreciate grandma. But they're very messy, and it's amazing how much you can find under a car seat. Our owner, Terry Stewart, let me borrow an air compressor here from the station, and I was able to air both of those tires up enough. When you hear that tss from a tire, even after you air it up, it's like, something is really wrong here.
Yeah.
Was able to find what was wrong with both tires and take it to an auto shop. And praise the Lord, they said, hey, we actually can patch these. So nice. I got away for under $35 instead of hundreds of dollars from
the
tire. Finally finished up that job and put the shop vac away. While putting the shop vac away, I noticed the ladder again and on a shelf nearby what? The Christmas lights. I also realized that you don't normally get 70-plus degree
yes.
days in November.
Yes.
And usually when you're putting up Christmas lights, you have to do it without gloves. Your fingers
right.
freeze. It's darkness. It's not real fun. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to drag the ladder back out.
Good
put the
idea.
Christmas lights up. Took the better part of 2 hours.
My phone rings. She's like, I need to talk to Mom. Turns out her car had died on a bridge on Madison Street.
Oh, dear.
And she's on the right side of the road. It's about 10:20 at night. And so... But here's the deal. Yeah, I'm not a car guy either. But when your daughter calls and she says, have Mom come, that's not, you're like, hello, I'm the dad. So
it anyhow, almost feels like your man card is just being forcibly pulled away. Give it, give it. And finally, I head back inside after all of those tasks to task
oh,
to
no.
task to task.
Yes.
And I told my wife how all of this had gone on. I was like, I did this and then I noticed
yeah.
this and then I did this. And she said, hey, welcome to being a mom.
Ah, yes, exactly.
There's always something to do. So moms and dads, as you go through that busyness of today, we're with you. WWIB, we are family.
The interaction between Chris Farley and David Spade,
uh-huh.
they just had a lot of fun chemistry between each other. So,
I have had people tell me I look like David Spade.
I had people tell me I look like Chris Farley.